The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, film. Francis, an older man, is sitting in a garden telling stories. A girl walks past, unresponsive, as in a daze. Francis says she is his fiancée, Jane, and that the story of how she got that way will be amazing. It all started when a carnival came to his hometown of Hostonwall. We go into a flashback. Francis and his best friend Alan, together with Jane, go to the carnival for fun. They are enticed by an older mountebank, Werner Kraut, calling himself Dr. Caligari, to enter his tent to see his amazing somnambulist, Cesar, who has been asleep for 25 years and, under Dr. Caligari's command, is about to awaken. After some people enter the tent and sit down, Dr. Caligari opens a vertical cabinet shaped like a mummy's sarcophagus, and we see Cesar is a gaunt young man who wakes and steps forward in extreme slow motion. Supposedly he spends his life sleeping in the cabinet, and is able to predict the future when awake. Caligari brags that Cesar can answer any question whatsoever. When Alan asks Cesar how long he has to live, the answer is that Alan will die before dawn tomorrow. This unsettling prediction cuts their fun short, so Alan, Francis and Jane go home. Jane is particularly affected, since, at that time, she was Alan's girlfriend, although she knew that Francis was also in love with her. After night comes, we see inside Alan's rooms, the shadows of Alan and his killer fighting on his bedroom wall. Alan is found murdered the next morning. Francis goes to tell the police after he realizes the somnambulist prophecy has come true. Suspicion turns to the eerie somnambulist and his strange handler. Before police do anything, an attempted murder of an old woman takes place, throwing the town into panic. Back at Dr. Caligari's wagon, we see him feeding gruel to Cesar as he sits in a coffin. When police knock at the wagon asking questions, they are shown Cesar inside the coffin, and Caligari protests that he doesn't ever leave the coffin without his permission. At some point, a common criminal confesses to the attempted murder of the old lady, so the police are back to investigating Alan's murder only. Francis, along with Jane, keep investigating Caligari and Cesar. Caligari orders Cesar to kill Jane. Cesar creeps into Jane's bedroom, and as he lifts a knife to kill her, she screams and faints. He carries Jane out of her house, leading the townsfolk on a lengthy chase. Cesar falls from a height to his death to end the pursuit. The townsfolk discover a dummy in Cesar's cabinet, and that Caligari has fled. Francis goes to a nearby insane asylum to inquire whether the fled Dr. Caligari might be a patient there. The worker he speaks with tells him he must go see the director of the Institute for Patient Information, as he's not allowed to discuss any of that. Francis goes to the director's office, and it turns out the director and Dr. Caligari are one and the same person. Francis gets the police over there, and after looking through books and notebooks in the office, they discover a historical book about mythical Caligari, who did just what Dr. Caligari is doing now, back in 1793 in northern Italy. The 11th century Caligari used a hypnotized somnambulist to murder people. The director has notes to suggest he is trying to recreate the 11th century events. When the director arrives after being confronted with the dead Cesar, he goes nuts, saying he must become the new Caligari, so staff in the Institute put him in a straitjacket. His mania is manifest, and he is confined in his own asylum. At this point, the flashback is over. The expressionist look of buildings is gone. Francis and the man who was told the story wander back from the garden to the Institute patio. Cesar is standing in the corner, and Francis warns the older man not to accept one of his prophecies, for he would surely die. Jane is there also, and when Francis asks her to marry him, she says she cannot marry someone not of royal blood. Then down the stairs comes Dr. Caligari, and Francis quickly gets in a scuffle with him. Francis is grabbed by the staff and taken upstairs. Dr. Caligari comes to the conclusion that Francis is a maniac, and that his mania is caused by his delusion that Dr. Caligari is in fact the mythic Caligari, who would wander from town to town with Cesar killing townsfolk. The twist ending reveals that all of the flashback is actually Francis's delusion, symbolized in the film by the distorted buildings and landscapes. Francis, Jane, and Cesar are all inmates of the insane asylum, and the man he calls Caligari is the asylum director. The director, after this revelation of the sources of his patient's delusion, says that now he should be able to cure Francis.